The avian flu, a contagious and dangerous disease spread by birds through their saliva, mucus, or feces. We here in Barovia know all about it, because we don't just have to worry about regular birds. We've also got all of these were-ravens flying around. I mean, have you seen the size of their poops? Gross. That's why we at the Barovian Center for Disease and Hex Prevention have developed a vaccine against this deadly virus. We've used assorted bits of real were-raven through a generous and totally anonymous donation. We call it Davian's Avian Were-Ravian Flu Vaccine, or the Ravian Flu Shot for short. So get your Ravian Flu Shot today. The procedure is quick and painful. All it takes is standing in a line as we paint a small target on your arm or thigh. Then our volunteer nurses will take aim and you'll feel a prick as the vaccine-tipped crossbow bolt pierces your skin and muscle. And sometimes bone. The deeper the bolt, the more effective the vaccine. It's as easy as that. The Ravian Flu Vaccine. Let us shoot you with a crossbow for the sake of your health.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's like take a deep breath.
The music, isn't it?
I'm reminded of those guided meditation videos where the person's like, deep breath in, deep breath out, and then one of yours is like, all right, take a deep breath. Okay, all right, we're not doing that again.
Don't breathe.
A bunch of bullshit right there.
Yeah,
play something
nice in my ass. All right,
nice and peaceful to calm everybody down.
Exterminate.
My cat just dropped snot on my computer, guys. It's the worst day ever.
Dropped snot
out of his nose, he dropped it on my computer.
I thought it was like a new kind of drug. He just dropped some snot.
All right. Last time on Pork Fried Dice. After delivery... Good start.
Last time.
Last time
on Pork Fried Dice.
After delivering Adrian Martikov's body to the church in Valaki via trampoline.
The sacred trampoline of the Morning Lord.
Mm-hmm. OMG!
So after that happened, the party ended up splitting up for a little downtime. Batwhack, Rafina, and Nick palavered with Rictavio, sharing some information about Strahd and the search for things that may help in defeating him. Will got a shave and a haircut from Sam Elliott, and then had an unusual encounter with Gadoff Blinsky. And Lank took a nap. Once you all reunited, you sought out Blinsky together, but despite some adept breaking and entering, not to mention gluten-free pancake impostering, he was nowhere to be found. At this point, it was almost sunset, and so the party headed to the Burgomaster's house in response to a dinner invitation received earlier in the day. Upon arriving, you were greeted warmly by the Burgomaster, Baron Vargas Valakovich, as dinner was brought out.
Did you say Largass?
Lardass.
Baron Largass Largakovich. The silver platters were uncovered dramatically in front of you, revealing... Dun, dun, dun. And that's where we left off.
And you still don't answer. You're
I
just
don't.
Revealing?
Uh-huh.
And then you're just... That's it.
So then we'll cut to the end of dinner. No.
He hasn't decided what it is yet.
Almost. No, I have decided. So, peek behind the curtain. I hadn't decided at that time last week.
Oh, that's
week.
Why you... you don't know what food is either. You're like, I don't know, recipes?
Uncovered a stack of number two pencils.
There were two silver platters on the table. He revealed underneath them smaller silver platters. He lifted those lids and there were smaller silver platters. This went on for some time.
I didn't say that. I should have. Damn it. You've already failed. No, these platters were in fact uncovered, and they revealed in front of each of you a bowl of cold beet soup.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Lank. You were hoping for so much more.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be ladled over some pancakes. Waffles.
Upon revealing these, the Baron says, "Oh, please enjoy. This is the first course of many, and here our dinner together."
Many courses of beet soup.
No, unfortunately, this is just the one. Just to start off with, it's a nice cold beet soup. It's a kind of gazpacho, if you will.
Are we late? Is that why it's cold? Or
do you say that?
No, I don't. I'm scared of this guy a little bit.
Lank will sample the soup.
Rafina sticks her pinky into the soup and licks it.
All right, it's bone cold and tastes like beets and water.
It tastes like bones.
Bones.
It's bone cold, tastes like bones.
It yeah.
Probably also tastes like your finger.
Ew.
What does Rafina's finger taste like? That's an interesting thought exercise.
Is the Baron and his wife sitting at like opposite ends of the table, or?
No, he's at the head, and she is at his left hand side.
Can I sit at the other side of the table?
What do you mean, the other side?
Like, I'm assuming it's not like an oval, right?
It's like a rectangle.
Rectangle, like yep. The other,
the far end,
yeah.
From the Baron,
or is it like 10,000?
It's
feet
in the other
long?
Room. It's back in the church. You have to jump on a trampoline to get there.
Well, you have to sit at the child's table.
Well, what's your real answer?
You can sit at the foot of the table. There is a place there. There's enough places for everybody, and that's okay. one of the seats. And the Baron and his wife begin partaking of the soup. The servants have retreated into the room that they came from. The Baron is slurping his soup rather noisily and looks up to you all and says, "Well, I've introduced myself to you. What about all of you? What brings you to this fine, wonderful town?"
Silence.
Slurp.
All right, what did bring us? I'm trying to think of what actually did bring us and what I'm going to say.
Well, we had these tarot cards.
Oh, God, no. No.
Once upon a time.
And the tarot cards were all just talking about how great Velaki is. So we were like, we got to check Velaki out. And
I need to know what is actually in character.
I'm saying that. I'll say, if she's saying that, I don't know if she's saying that. I'm replying to what she's saying. I don't know if she's actually saying that.
Does Rafina actually mention the tarot cards?
No.
All right. Lank could start off. Well, we arrived in this land and then we walked in a straight line and here we are.
And I joined this party searching far and wide for the best beet soup in this whole accursed land.
Well, I'm sure that you found it here. My cook, he does make a mean cold beet soup. That Blue Water Inn can't hold a candle to what we partake of here.
I'm sure he worked really hard to mix that beet collection of his with water. That is cold.
Right.
I don't know what a beet collection is.
So Baron, once we've found the best beet soup in the land, which I guess we're about to taste, what should we do now?
Well, I guess we can cut to the chase. We can make our acquaintance a bit later.
We haven't even said our names.
You never do.
I thought we were already known. Weren't we addressed by name?
Oh, were we?
When we got the letter?
Are you thinking of Strahd?
I don't
know. When we got his invitation, was it addressed to us or just dear occupant?
Those guys.
To whom it may concern. Let me...
Or current resident.
Let me look back. You can pull it out. No, the outside of the envelope was unmarked, and there was no direct address within.
Oh, I thought he already knew who we were.
Yeah, I did too.
He seemed not surprised to see us. It might have meant to go to someone else.
It's like I just invited a random turtle.
Yeah.
two short people and a guy with no mustache.
Did the Baron say I'm the Baron?
Yes. Vargas, he introduced himself when you all came in last time.
I have no idea what's going on.
We are the worst group in a social situation here.
I like the idea that absolutely everybody involved in this dinner doesn't know what's going on.
Oh my god.
He just left a random letter in the Blue Water Inn. It's like, whoever wants to come to dinner, just show up.
I guess you all seem maybe a little uncomfortable. Maybe you would feel more at ease if you knew why I invited you here to my humble abode.
He still doesn't want to know our names, guys. It's a little weird, but go on.
Wait a second. What would make you most comfortable?
I don't know, normal social graces are like, hey.
You mean like when I introduce myself and return the favor?
Right. That all of us are just, we don't know. I mean, we come from a different place, so, who knows what the custom is here.
Different customs.
maybe barons don't want to know who their guests are.
Yeah, I mean, my custom is just to talk profusely about beet soup.
Do I have a last name?
Yes.
Yes.
Phalangipot.
Phalangipot! That's even better.
It's not that remarkable. I can understand how you would forget it.
I totally drew a blank. I could not think of my last name. Because I wanted to introduce myself, but now the moment's gone.
Oh no. There have been so many, and they're all gone.
Cut back to... No, that's true. Lank said he walked in a straight line. Bathwax said he came to get the soup. And you said, oh, it's definitely the best soup.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all went to shit.
This is going to be like... It's going to be like that... Never mind. I don't want to ruin Red Dwarf for anyone. It's reminding me of the Despair Squid.
Anyway, he ruined it! He ruined that thing I don't know about. I think it's a form of sci-fi. An old British TV show, maybe.
Our next course is a platter of Despair Squid.
Despair Calamari.
All right. Well.
It was all a dream. Baron just introduced himself.
I'm sorry if I cut you off multiple times to prevent you from sharing your names with me. I'm sorry that I'm so rude.
Lank turns to the Baron. I'm Lank Stumpers.
Oh, hello, Lank. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. And who are you, little lady next to him?
My name is Seraphina Fingerpan.
Hello, Seraphina.
Lank looks at you really confused.
It's an alias.
And you, sir? He turns to Bathwack.
I'm Bathwack.
Hello, Bathwack. And what about you, fine sir? Turning to Will.
My name's Will. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Will. And you? He turns to Nick. He says, my name's Nick. Nick, I can quit you.
I can quit you.
Bless you, says Link.
Thank you, says Nick. No, wait, isn't he the paladin? Pointing at Bathwack. Good. Now that we are all so readily acquainted and comfortable with each other in this situation here at the table.
Episode for tonight. Good night, guys.
We all better call it a night.
Yeah.
This is not going as well as I hoped, he says.
Is it not the custom in this town to take 10 awkward minutes to introduce each other?
I had hoped I was inviting people to meet with me. I'm not sure what to classify all of you as. But hopefully this is all staying in the podcast.
Are we recording?
Oh my god, are we recording?
Yes, we're recording. Well, it probably would be best if we weren't. Yeah. Damn it, we are!
Smooth.
Well, we're all here together to partake in a meal, and I collected you all here because I had heard tales of what you had done there at the Wizard of Wines, the fine establishment that supplies our fair village with the finest of vintages.
Wow, news travels fast.
Oh, dude, that was like an hour ago.
We just got back, didn't we?
Pretty much. Well, earlier in a little earlier in the day.
But news travels fast.
You got the letter pretty much
we
right as soon as you got there.
We don't have email here. It's very impressive.
You might say messages travel as the crow flies, or perhaps the raven.
I was hoping you were going to say a little bird told you.
No.
Are you friends with that family? Like, are you...
Well, they sent word ahead, and word travels fast here in Valaki. It was quite a momentous occasion. There was rumors of our supply being cut off, but I guess you've done whatever you've done to fix that. And as such, I am very grateful to you. You seem to be people of great power. He and his wife have finished their beet soup at this time. Has anybody else finished? I ask you out of character. I'm talking like the Baron still.
Mine's gone.
Did you drink it? I mean, eat it? Or is it just gone?
It was never there. I looked down and
poured it in a plant.
He was tired of his backpack not being full of weird wet stuff, so he just poured it in there.
Still smells too much like a dead person's arm. Yeah. I mean, a dead arm. Not a dead person. Oh, shit! Where's your
Will? You left her at the Blue Water Inn, good, under guard of the Martikov.
Can we do a montage of all of us panicking every time we remember that we've forgotten?
Her only involvement in this story has been us. Oh, shit!
Where is she?
This would be like a whole hour of this.
All right, so
Will asked about the soup.
Yes.
I was just like, Will politely ate some, but he probably didn't eat all of it because he's like, damn.
He's not that polite.
He's not that polite, right?
So the Baron, he claps his hands. The servants come out of the room and they gather up your dishes.
Hey, that's not with mine! I've been eating it with my finger, and my finger's very purple.
Okay. they back away demurely, and while the one gathers the ones that are done, the other replaces them with other silver platters, which are dramatically revealed to show what looks like some sort of salad. The Baron says, here you are, the next course of the meal, an apple pecan salad.
Wow. Mm. Will's impressed. Nice!
Rafina decides that she needs to speed up her method of soup ingestion, and so she takes her soup bowl and pours it on the salad.
That's good, both at once. Because it is accompanied by what looks like some sort of beet-based dressing. Though it is on the side. Hmm. So you can choose to apply it to your salads or not.
Is that where the poison is?
I prestidigitate my dressing to taste like some kind of passion fruit dressing.
Oh, lucky you.
I pour it on my salad.
I really thought there were...
A Paul Newman's low-fat balsamic.
Or perhaps a great value.
Great value. Ooh. The Sam's Club of dressing.
Suddenly your dressing is like seven times the size.
Whoa. So if I use prestidigitation to do things to things and do it in a Walmart style or a Sam's Club
Not
style.
Not Walmart. It's got to be Sam's Club
style.
Some sort of big box.
It will
box.
Make it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
This is good to know.
Yep.
Is this a real rule?
Of course it is.
Shake on it. Yeah! Documented it that it's shaken upon.
Our shake has been recorded.
Now you have to take it out of its cardboard box.
Yeah. Sorry. There's packing peanuts flying everywhere.
There's two containers.
Yeah, they're duct taped together or like a plastic wrap together, mm-hmm. and I have to. Everything's awkwardly like really loud as I snap it open. Sorry, guys. I'm new to that one. I didn't realize.
The Baron pours his dressing liberally over hers. Lydia, his wife, just pours a little bit on.
Oh, I thought you said he did it to hers. I was like, what?
I know.
No.
You said the Baron pours it liberally over hers.
I thought.
You said hers.
Okay, we gotta start over.
That's why it was confusing.
Maybe it's the tradition in this society that the man is responsible for the salad dressing.
Or that the man is called her.
Yeah.
Anyway, dressing happens. So yes, I wanted to meet those responsible for bringing such good fortune back to this delightful town, to share a meal with you as a measure of thanks, but also to perhaps extend to you an offer, if you will. Some sort of offer, because that's the only word I can think of right now.
Some sort of offer.
In Valaki, we are known for our terribly thin thesauri.
Nice.
Buy one, get one free.
We call those other word books.
Other.
Would you be at all averse to perhaps hearing such a proposition?
Well, we have no idea what the offer is. I'm sure.
And I have no idea what averse means.
But I'm sure, you know, anything. Never mind. Just keep going. just keep going.
No. That's okay. What? I wouldn't mind having an actual conversation.
What can we do you for, Baron?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Some real back and forth.
Or shall I call you ma'am?
Before we get started, is anyone else going to join us for dinner tonight?
I wasn't planning on it. Did you have someone in mind?
Oh, I was just hoping at some point to meet, what is his name? Izek?
Oh, Izek? Oh, yes, that's my right-hand man. Have you met him? Or you've probably heard tale. He's quite the town guard's head man, captain.
Man, you're the best with words.
At least I'm using them.
And that's the title of the episode.
Yes, Izek, the captain of my town guard.
I mean, we've seen him. We haven't had a chance to meet him, though.
Yes, he's my right-hand man, my personal bodyguard. Currently, he is on guard duty, so no, he won't be joining us tonight, unfortunately. But I would be certainly willing to set up an introduction, a meeting with you and him, absolutely. I'm sure he would be very pleased and honored to meet you.
Well, maybe we'll do that sometime.
I think that's a good idea.
It's a date.
Well, I mean, perhaps with the offer, which I can get into here now, that might actually happen sooner than later. It would be, in a sense, somewhat mandatory. Hearing tell of your feats there at the winery, I thought you all might be perhaps interested. I don't know if you have means of employ or something to direct your efforts here in our fair town, but our town guard, while very strong and virile and excelling in protecting this town, can always be shored up. And I thought perhaps you all might like to join my town guard.
Well, you want, like, foreigners in your town guard?
Foreigners?
I mean, right, yes, we're not from here. you don't even know us,
are
really.
Are any of us really from anywhere?
Yes, I'm from a town called Tivoli. And that's not anywhere remotely here. I'm just curious, like, do you often ask people who aren't from Valaki to join your guard?
Well, from the tales I've heard, you seem to have the town's best interest at heart. And
well, I mean, we have the wine's best interest at heart. Har har, I'm just kidding. I didn't say har har, that's pretty out of character. But we have the wine's best interest at heart. I mean, that's about as much I feel like I would gather from that. You know?
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just interesting to me that you would want people who you don't really know in your town guard. Your town seems so wonderful as it is.
Thank you, yes.
I feel like you wouldn't need, especially people who aren't completely familiar with the town in your town guard.
Well, I mean, you mentioned not knowing you. I mean, that, again, was part of the purpose of this dinner here, to really make formal acquaintances and perhaps get to know each other, you know, a little better. Isn't that what dinner parties are for?
Some of them.
I would like to join the guard.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Yes, yes, thank you.
If it means that I get to ferry people back and forth over a river, can I do that as a guard?
Well, we don't have a river here in Velaki itself. There is the lake to the north, though there isn't really anything on the northern shore to be ferried to. And also, that's not really part of the guard's job description. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say that probably would not be part of the job there, Ms. Serafina.
It's going to be a hard sell, then. Hmm.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you've heard. You're asking why I would want to add people to the guard here, even though things seem so well.
Seems so
well. Oh, yes, Mr. Will likes to ask questions
well,
like that.
I mean,
yeah,
seems so well. They are well. I mean, that's what we've heard and what we've witnessed,
oh,
right,
yes.
guys? I mean, it's they are well, not just seems well.
Well, I don't know if you've heard tell, and perhaps, I mean, they're minor things, but there was an incident in the town square a few days ago where some people were frightened by something that I'm sure was nothing. And there was also some tales of some things to do with the coffin maker shop. Again, probably minor hearsay, but just showing this increase in force really does show the town that, in fact, all will be well. And that's really what we're here to do, is really to set the minds of our townspeople at ease, maybe more common folk that don't really understand how good they have it here.
Hmm. Wait, are you saying you need protection against people who were causing trouble in the town square and with the coffin maker?
Well, again, I don't even know exactly what happened and what's true and what's
Do you
just...
not know? That's interesting. I would think that the mayor of the town would.
Oh, I know what's been said. I just don't know what really can be trusted from those that were foreseeing these such
fake news.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you sound like a great guy. I mean, I can tell that this town obviously was built around a very strong leader who believes the things that his guard is saying. Would you say guard? Just guard.
His
town guard is saying.
Or you could say his guards, depending on what you're referring to.
Okay. Now I don't remember what I was saying, because I felt like it sounded really awkward.
Or is Beauregard?
Fuck, now I'm getting further away.
Violet! You're turning violet, Violet!
Avant-garde.
Fuck!
Yes, go!
On guard.
Look to the guardian, not to the guard.
Will is having a stroke.
I know.
It's gonna turn into Hodor. You can only say the word guard.
Guard! Guardor. Shit!
You were talking about how this town is formed around such a strong leader as myself. And you were saying something about believing what your guard is reporting to you.
Right, but I had a point.
But the mayor didn't know what was going on.
Right, like, it just is interesting to me that, poop brain.
For you to
poop brain.
Figure out that you didn't have a point.
Fuck, I did have a point, and it's because I got nervous about saying guard, and then I thought it sounded weird, and so I asked, and then...
But what does a guard do, Mr. Baron dude?
Well, the guard does a variety of wonderful things for this town. You keep the peace, make sure to keep any, all the villagers here safe. Whether that's from maybe some unsavory types within, or definitely from the oppression that sometimes fills this land, again, outside of our walls. You patrol the walls during the day and at night, making sure no evildoers are encroaching. So you do those things.
I think there's like some carbon monoxide gas leaking into this room or something. Fuck!
You assist in a lot of the tasks through the function of the town as well. Lighting lamps. You help with the weekly festivals. Helping with setup and tear down for those illustrious events. There's a lot of different things that the guard is expected to help with.
Rafina stage whispers to Lank. It sounds like he wants us to protect the town from us.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to proceed here.
Here, you can have my salad. There's too much beet soup on it.
Okay. Thanks. You're hiring new guards because of a couple of rowdy incidents in the past, just the past few days. Like, it's a recent thing that makes you want to... How many guards do you have? Like, if you added us, how many more guards would you have?
We would be almost at 30 guards with the addition of you fine folk, though I'm sure you all equal more than one yourselves. It's not just about these rumors of ill events. It's my understanding of the level of ability and power you bring here to our town.
Oh, that's what my point was.
What was that?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, I can't hear stage whispers, but I can hear out-of-character comments.
Because you were saying that this is not... It's all a rumor, but, you know, if you're building, you have such a strong town, you know, strong leaders, strong town, but
yes.
You think that you would want to trust your guard, trust what they're telling you. Does the guard also tell you that nothing's going on? Or like, you're saying they're rumors, but the guard is supposed to tell you this stuff.
Well, the guards have told me that something maybe minor happened there at the town.
So they're not really telling you what's going on.
I'm sure that they are. Okay. My guards are very faithful and trustworthy, and they report to me every item of business that occurs in this town that I need to know about.
Did they ask for us? Did they ask for more men? Men?
Oh, others? No. This is my idea. I came up with this. Right, Lydia? And she nods. She says, I wanted to show this town that we are strong and have the ability to fight back as we always have against the evils within this land.
Is there a 401k? What kind of perks do we get?
Where do you keep the horse heads?
The what?
Horse heads?
Oh, the donkey heads. That's what he's saying. The donkey heads that you put on the prisoners. The donkey heads.
Oh, those are kept in the guards' barracks?
I think Batthwack wants to change his look. He's sick of looking like a turtle.
You might find your vision a bit hampered by those. I don't know that would be the best... way to make yourself quite as useful as you could be to the town guard.
Is that part of the job description?
Is what part of the job description? Wearing a donkey head?
No, putting them on other people.
Oh, of course. When there are punishments to be doled out and prisoners to apprehend and monitor, absolutely.
And what kind of prisoners do you take?
Any wrongdoers.
What happened? Can you tell us specifically? I just want to know what I'm getting into to, like, protect the city, or the town, sorry, the town, because,
I could understand why you would refer to it as a city. It does feel so, so vibrant and thriving.
Yes.
I call it that myself sometimes.
Right. But, like, what exactly do you know about? Can you tell us, details about things that we might encounter? We all have our specialties, you know, what we are good at dealing with, and I would like to know what you know, because I have another concern.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't think this is the case, but you might find yourself a little underwhelmed, maybe even a bit bored with the job. There's not too much that really needs to be dealt with here. A few rabble-rousers, troublemakers, that kind of thing. The occasional petty theft.
Great, that's good, but... Yes. I heard. Now, it's very hard to believe because this is Valaki and all is amazingly well. But, vampires? Vampire situation? And have you heard? I mean, I heard, like, there's, you know, some people talking throughout the town.
I cannot deny that Strahd is certainly a vampire who...
Besides Strahd, who cares? You know, your walls are huge.
Oh, of course.
Besides Strahd.
Yes.
Did you hear anything about other vampires recently within your town walls?
Of course not. There could be no such thing.
So nobody said anything like that to you?
No, absolutely not.
All right, see, my point with this is what I was trying to ask about, was just, like, how much do you trust the head of your town guard?
Are you questioning my
I'm just curious, because, you know, sometimes rumors can be true. And I feel like who would make up such a crazy story about vampires? There must be some kind of truth to that. And if Izzik doesn't even know about it, because if he's not telling you, there must be something going on. Either he's lying, or maybe he's just not, he doesn't know about it, which doesn't, I'm just saying, you know, maybe if you want to hire people, maybe we should not just be low on the totem pole.
So this is what has happened, as I've come to understand it. If you're referring to, I've heard these rumors you're speaking of. There was an incident, there was some problem with the structural integrity of the coffin maker's shop. There was a problem there, floor collapsed, there was a bit of a hubbub. I don't know, I think maybe something happened to Henrik. He hasn't been seen. So, with that being said...
He hasn't been seen.
No. The house is still being excavated. It's suspected that he maybe was killed in the collapse there. Or I don't know. But people are attributing this to the attack of such vampire spawn in our town, which, how would that even occur?
Well, I've also heard of some heroes that might have done something about it. But, I mean, obviously, this might
well,
be,
I mean,
nothing,
think about these stories. You've probably heard of these members clad in blue. Now, I will say that I've fed into this a little bit, that there are these unseen heroes protecting us. That's actually the subject of our next festival. These heroes in blue that save the town from bad things.
In blue?
Lank looks at his clothing.
Oh, shit. Did Will never tell anybody? What they heard?
You can remind the listener at the
What Will had said, I don't know if you guys are remembering or if that was in character, but Will had told Izek that it was just people and these heroes in blue that he had never seen before. It wasn't Will. It was when he was disguised as the, the nudist colony guy, the peasant guy. He had lied and said, just to make it so that they weren't involved, just said that, oh, it was this group of adventurers all clad in blue and they had like gold medallions or whatever, something that I made up to tell Izek and the guards men that those people were responsible for getting Henrik and the vampires and stuff. So that's what that came from.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Lank did not remember that.
So yes, it's always good to buoy the spirits of the people. Making them feel even safer that there's this mythical group of people saving the town from harm and watching over us.
I just feel like, you know, your town seems so safe.
Yes.
But I'm a little concerned because, I mean, obviously you're a smart guy. You are very powerful and smart. Will isn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure why you have a guard.
But yeah.
There's so few occurrences. I mean,
right.
They seem so minor.
It's because we have this guard. I mean, the oppression from this evil land around us is constant and ever changing, and so we need to keep vigilant.
How do you keep vigilant? How do you personally, Baron? I'm just curious because you want us to join your guard. This is all related to that. I'm sorry. I like to, with my interviews, I have a lot of questions. I heard that's good when you're on a job interview to personally have questions.
Will, what's your greatest weakness?
I like to work long hours.
I've killed almost everyone in my family. I have terrible nightmares about it every night. No, I don't say that out loud.
Well, at least that's a unique answer.
You'll stand out.
So my question is, how do you personally know? Why do you put so much faith in Izek? Because I feel like there have been too many weird stories going on, but he's just kind of glancing over them. He's not even really telling you any details. Or is it just that you don't want to know about the details? I would assume that you,
is that
powerful
laser. He's a laser.
Laser.
Surprise, he opens his robe. I'm made of laser.
I mean, I just was curious about, you know, that, because I...
You don't need to worry yourself with Izek. He provides me very detailed reports. He's very observant and very meticulous in what he does. I know everything I need to know, whether seeing it myself or through his eyes.
What's with that arm? Looks a little... You know, we're all good people at this table. Mm. We're concerned with goodness. What's with that arm? It looks
Lank
a little scary.
Lank glances at Will and then coughs.
Trying to talk about the arm! What's with that arm?
Well, Izek can't help what has happened to him. He was badly hurt At one point, he lost his arm, and thankfully, by the grace of all that is good, likely just from feeling the wonderful aura that surrounds Valaki here, he was able to regrow something even greater than what he had before. He deals the town's justice with that arm. So that's what's up with that arm. And with that, he claps his hands, the servants come in, the salad is whisked away, unless any of you protest. All right, is Rafina eating the salad with her pinky finger?
No, I gave it to Lang.
Oh, that's right. So it's gone.
And Lang plowed through both salads. Lang had never had an apple and almond or pecan salad, and he's fond of that.
If this salad's drugged, Lang and Bathwack are going to be dead.
They whisk away the salads and in their place, and the Baron looks very eager, and he says, "Ah, the main course! Here we are, a fresh, piping, medium-rare wolf steak for all of you to partake in."
I knew this was coming eventually.
Yep.
Well, me too.
I guess it's time to finally find out what these things taste like.
I hate to tell you this, but Mr. Bathpack over there is a vegetarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me, would you like another one of those salads, perhaps?
Could I have a few of them?
I'm sure we could manage something. How many would you like there?
Five?
Absolutely. He claps his hands. A servant comes in, he whispers to him, and he leaves. And, we'll see how many salads come out. The Baron just starts digging into his steak. He's chewing, and he says, "Well, I've probably answered all the questions that you've got there, sir. What about the rest of you? Anybody else have anything they,
Well, I think we're kind of on a, like, we have a purpose. And I don't know that we really have time for full-time guard work. I don't know. What does everyone else think?
What greater purpose could you have than protecting Valaki here? This jewel of Barovia.
It is definitely a jewel of Oh, you got a little something in your beard there, mister.
Oh, thank you.
He pulls it out and puts it right into his mouth.
Yeah, that's great. That's nasty. Okay. So we have some loose ends to tie up, I think. Right, guys? I mean, or we're not done. We've got things to do.
Well, the winery, as far as I know, is free of danger in supplying wine again to the valley. What else could, what do you mean?
I don't think all that was taken from the winery has been restored.
What do you mean, taken from the winery?
Its powers! You guys aren't allowed to talk about the jewels.
Powers?
Right, yeah.
What?
Will nods at Rafina like, yeah.
As far as I know, it was overrun by some evil force that you vanquished. What powers?
You must know how the winery makes its wine, I mean, probably. No, I don't know.
Why don't you refresh my memory?
You know what? I think Izek knows all about it, so he would probably be able to tell you.
I mean, you know how it works. You plant things in the ground and they grow. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. That's right. Been your experience, right?
Of course. Well, what is there left to do? What powers?
Its PR department took a real hit.
PR. Power Restoration Department?
No, I mean, it's the winery, you know, needed, because the soil in Barovia, because of that devil Strahd. Not all of Barovia is as safe as Valaki.
Oh, none of it
right,
is.
Right.
Not
the
even close.
The winery is outside of Valaki.
Yes.
So they needed some extra stuff to help the soil. There was like a magic spell that was cast by some kind of wizard. It was just but the spell had been like erased because of some other, there's been several bad things that have happened to the winery. Not just the most recent one. So they need to vanquish these other bad powers so that they can get the spells recast onto the soil and the wine, different kinds of grapes will grow again for the different kinds of wine. You know,
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they can manage that. They've been managing these number of years.
But they haven't managed this latest one.
Well, but then you stepped in and took care of things, at least as far as I know, right?
All right, but wouldn't you like...
I mean, wouldn't your efforts be more well-directed here? Really, where all is good here in Valaki.
Well, if it's all so good, do you really need our efforts so much?
Well, why not be a part of that? Wouldn't that just lift you up to know you're bestowing your efforts to somewhere where all will be so well?
What about... What if we become part of the guard, but we're our own band, and I'm the leader? And we're not in the walls.
If I could just say, let's not set anything in stone just yet.
Right.
I mean, you'd probably rather we report to you, right? I'm speaking to the mayor.
No, you would be reporting to Izek. He's the town guard.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be. We wouldn't be undermining
but
him.
But see, like we're kind of we're. Sounds like you really want us. And he's looking at the other members of the party. Like, sounds like he really wants us to be part of the guard. And I think that is a wonderful idea. But what I propose is that while we are part of the guard, we're kind of like our own independent thing. And how about this? Sales pitch. We expand.
Did you say sales pitch?
In my head.
Prepare for a PowerPoint.
We're expanding the borders of Valaki. So if we make borders around Valaki safe, we can make your wall bigger, and you, Baron, will be Baron of a much larger area, and we'll report directly to you. We don't need any Izek. Like, listen. Look at these people. Look at this giant turtle. He could probably beat Izek in some kind of fight.
As you say that, a servant comes out of the room. He's carrying this huge bowl, rather than five little bowls, and he puts it over and plunks it down in front of you, Bathwack, and it's full of salad.
I'm going to start wolfing it down.
Ah.
Waka waka.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
Sorry.
While everyone else is pecaning their steaks down.
Salading them.
No, they're beating their steaks.
But I don't see any problem with us absolutely, you know, working with you, but I think that we might even do you one better by doing that for you.
Well,
that's what we're good at. We're not good at...
Wait, so...
Sorry, go ahead.
If we say no, are we not getting dessert?
Oh, no, don't worry. Dessert is coming again. This isn't a forced conscription or anything like that.
Does Izek know?
Does he know what?
About
you're asking for
asking for assistance.
Oh, no, I haven't talked to him about this yet. I'm sure, like I said, I'd be willing to introduce you regardless, and, I mean, you don't have to join the guard if you really don't want to. I thought perhaps that it would be something that would appeal to all of you. You all seem good-hearted people, and what could be, gooder than, protecting innocent citizens from harm.
You really need to get some, dictionaries and put Zora into the curriculum here. Can I be on the school board instead?
We have plenty of word books and other word books. Don't worry.
Rafina would like to clean the erasers.
Oh, it makes a great dust and it smells so good.
I mean, if would it be best if I could just discuss maybe some alternatives?
I'd just like to know, you know, suppose we can't follow all of his exhorters. How would you feel about that?
Well, that would be 100% part of the job.
Not following his orders?
Good! We're
now, questioning how I feel about it. Oh, of course not. He would be your boss, and you would be reporting to him and following his instructions to the letter.
To the letter. Hmm.
Okay, what about like a duel between us and Izek, or Izek, and then we, you know, that determines who is the actual guard, leader of the town guard? Because
this Will here, he's a card, isn't he?
Yes.
We should go to dinner parties more often. These are such fun.
Great, so Will and Isaac, they're going to have a duel. Winner, winner take all. Loser ties. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you seem to be really adamant that Isaac is our boss, but, like, if we were to go outside the walls...
I think we should maybe start small. As one of you said, I don't remember who, I barely heard your names. you were suspect of the thought that I would even make such an offer without really getting to know you first. So maybe...
It was me.
Yes, there we go, it was you. So then going from there to let's immediately work on a plan to expand Valaki's borders... I think, again, we maybe start small.
I was just trying to help you because you seem to want us to work for you, but we're not exactly the kind of, like, stay-in-walls kind of people, I don't think. I'm speaking for everybody.
Well, I mean, you could request leave from the guard. It's not a 24/7 job, generally, though usually you would be on call in case of emergency.
Grass doesn't grow under our feet, Mr. Baron.
That's quite an interesting saying. Does it grow under anybody's feet?
It grows between my toes.
I mean, there are certain subsets within that. I mean, you could maybe perhaps be a part of the special retinue, the part of the house guard here.
And get to serve the beet soup?
No, those are the servers. You would be the guard, the people who keep us safe here in the manor itself.
Oh, and we protect the beet soup.
Exactly, yes. And those who make it and eat it.
Boy, that sounds really boring, guys.
Anyway, he's long since finished with his
steak.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Serafina.
You're welcome.
He says, Lydia, why don't you serve some more wine to everybody? And I think it's time for dessert. He claps his hands. The serving people come out with these platters. Lydia does go around with the wine. She pours each of you a glass. The Baron says, this is a fine vintage, a nice year of the famed Red Dragon Crush for all you all to enjoy. Mm. So she goes around and pours everybody. When she pours you something, Lank, as she moves past you, you feel something drop in your lap. If you look down, it looks like a folded piece of paper.
All right, do I need to roll anything to read it without picking it up in front of everybody being like, somebody dropped a note in my lap! It says.
Oh, excuse me, you dropped this!
Excuse me, do you have indoor plumbing? I mean...
That's a good question. I actually don't know, do they?
Blank thinks about it for a moment and then drops his fork on the floor. And says, oops, I dropped my fork on the floor, and goes down to retrieve it and reads the note.
Does he really say oops?
Oops.
Oh, Lordy Lou, my fork has fallen and can't get up. Oh,
I hope it's not a long note.
I'm reminded of Wayne's World.
Yeah, I dropped my pen. Exactly what I thought of.
All right, so you go to drop your fork, and... Or you drop your fork and then you go to retrieve it as the serving people are dishing out these next silver platters. Do you try to unfold it and look at it when you're under there? Is that the plan? Okay. That's fine. It's not a very long note, and it reads as such.
Fuck, I wish I could read.
It's just a picture of a smiley face. And a picture of food drawn with a question mark. It does not say that. It does say words, so Lank, hopefully you can read. And here's what it says. It says, please help me.
I know it!
This is a house of corruption. All is not well. Our staff keeps disappearing. I know my husband is to blame. I fear I will be next. The back door will be unlocked after midnight, and his pet freak will be on guard duty. Kill him in his sleep.
I was about to ask, out of character, what the wife's demeanor was during this whole thing. If she seemed comfortable, or if she was...
She seems very, like, demure, eyes cast down, very focused on the food in front of her, very quiet.
the very few times the Baron has even acknowledged her, she's answered if he's asked a question or anything like that, and responded immediately to his request there to serve the wine.
Okay, Lank, you better eat that note so he never finds it.
Lank does not eat the note, but tucks it away in a pouch in his vest. I guess Lank is wearing a vest now.
I hope it's a denim vest.
I think it's black leather.
Black leather?
Yes, it's a studded leather vest.
Or it's like a brown cowhide one with lots of tassels.
It's a poncho.
There's a lot of good vest options, guys. It's a high V orange fluorescent construction vest. With pockets.
Lank makes a big show of climbing back up to his chair and apologizes for dropping his fork.
By the time you get up, a servant has brought you another clean one.
Oh, Lank sheepishly hands off the dirty one.
So you make your way back onto your seat, and the Baron rubs his hands together eagerly and says, "Ah, what I might consider to be that the piece de resistance of this piece de resistance? Piece of resistance of this whole affair.
The yummy part.
Yes, the yummy part, if you will. Though it's all been yummy, hasn't it?" I keep patting you as if he's right next to you. He would be. This would be him.
Ow! Yummy!
This was an invention actually passed down from some of my ancestors. It's a family recipe.
Oh, no. I'm so scared.
We call them, and he gestures to the servants to reveal the meal within. The platters are lifted. I call them dent biscuits. And they're these, looks like some sort of baked good.
Dent?
Yeah, they're like these round biscuits, but they have dents throughout them. Like, they're kind of dimpled.
Wait a second. Eric, did you make this up, or did this come from a book?
I made this up.
Yeah, high five!
Thanks!
Dent biscuits.
I'm just super curious about the yes. Okay.
Yeah.
My thesaurus is thin right now.
They all are.
I'm sure that he finally remembers, like, when his grandmother made him dent biscuits.
They're dent biscuits. They're served piping hot, and there on the side you can see a nice little carafe of sugared tree syrup for you to pour over top.
Enjoy. Oh my god, was I the last one to get that? It's waffles? Oh
no.
My god!
Dent biscuits!
Yeah. I totally did
tree
not
sugar.
Get that.
Tree sugar!
So, I thought there was just one dent per biscuit. Oh, yeah. That's brilliant.
Like a thumbprint cookie.
Oh my god.
Yes, this is the piece of resistance. This is terrific.
Wow.
Rafina is so happy.
Lank is overjoyed.
She picks them up with her hands unwisely because they are very sticky.
I don't think you'll find these anywhere else in the land. They take special equipment to make. And it's very laborious to get this sugared tree sap enough to spread over your biscuits there. But please, please partake. I'm going to enjoy mine here and enjoy. And he just digs in to his and
wow. I love it.
Lank tries to savor it, but fails and goes straight through it.
You just put the biscuit in your mouth and pour the sap in.
Bethwack's just drinking the sap.
What is this, sugar?
Lank notices and asks if he can have Bethwack's dent biscuit.
So, still pouring the sap with one hand, he slides the dent biscuit over with the other.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.